MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. He's Chief Partnership Officer of the Youth Employment Service, better known perhaps as Yes. Cholo, appreciate the time today. We got South African unemployment data out Tuesday morning, Q3. It dropped 1.4% from 33.5% to 32.1%. Going in the right direction, still a crisis. But what really stood out for me was a chart put out by Stats SA looking at youth unemployment, which is the 15 to 34. That stands at, 45.5% compared to 22.5% for over 34. We have a crisis of unimaginable proportion in youth unemployment.
Yes, we do. And if you look at the age group 15 to 24, then you see that unemployment in that group is actually 60%. So definitely unemployment in South Africa is characteristic of young people. And it's because obviously they face some sort of bias in the labor market. They don't have the experience that they need. They don't have the qualifications sometimes. And also they don't have the networks. And there's quite a lot of evidence that shows that a lot of jobs are secured through networks. So if you are young and you sometimes can be the right person for the job, it's just much more difficult for you to get into that job.
I want to delve into some of that. I'm going to assume as well that if we break it down by race and gender, it probably skews even worse for black and or female.
Yeah, so you are least likely to have a job in South Africa if you're a black African woman and you are young. And if you look at white women, the unemployment rate for white women is 7.7%. But for black women, the official unemployment rate is 38%. But if you look at young black women, it's north of 70%.
Terrifying numbers. You mentioned no experience, and that is the classic one. You need a job. You want someone just out of university but must have experience. Is that something that Yes tries to address in terms of getting some experience, even if it's just a couple of months as an intern or something?
Yes. So in fact, Yes was created exactly to address what is called the experience trap, which is that no one can give you that job until you have some experience. So someone has to take the risk to give you that first job. And so Yes was created out of a partnership between business and government where they agreed that we have to find a way to give an incentive for business owners to give young people that first job. And I think evidence shows that once you have at least 1 year of experience, you're significantly more likely to get another job than if you don't have any experience at all. So through Yes, we have about 1,700 companies that place about 40,000 young people a year in 12-month full-time jobs that are paid not less than minimum wage. And obviously to get into that program, 100% of them coming in are unemployed because you have to be unemployed to get into a Yes program. But we find that within a year of coming out, 45% of them get employment and about 15% also go into some kind of entrepreneurship, because there's also evidence that shows that you're more likely to make a go of an entrepreneurship idea if you are yourself employed, because you have access to the networks and sometimes that salary can be just what you need to get something going. So it's not only about getting a job, but also having a job also gives you a better chance, especially if you're young, of being able to make a go of being an entrepreneur.
Absolutely. It makes perfect sense, as you said. And we were talking experience there. You've been alluding to network, also hugely important. Those 40,000 unemployed people who come in every year, they don't have a network in the corporate business world. A year, and they're not going to be C-suite, of course not in their first year, but they're still going to get a network of other people who are working and can help them find and further careers.
Correct. Because, you know, when you're in a job, you don't only interact with your colleagues, but also with suppliers, with customers. You're out there in the world. And one of the difficulties about being unemployed is that you're so isolated from economic activity. And it's very easy to fall into the trap of long-term unemployment. But once you're in a job, even if, you know, the company that is hosting you for that year doesn't end up absorbing you, you find that you are more likely to get a job elsewhere because of the fact that you had that experience and that network. For example, you know, in the Yes program, the ones after the 12-month with Yes, 57% of them that find a job from a company that didn't host them, so a totally different organization.
Oh, wow.
So, which is quite an interesting statistic because it shows that one, you know, your 1 year of experience actually does make you more employable. And part of that is attributable to the fact that you've got a better CV and a reference letter. And part of it is attributable to the fact that you also got a network that you may have used during that year to find yourself a job.
Are we seeing, I mean, 40,000 a year, it's a big number. It's an absolutely giant number. But of course, the numbers that we're looking at in terms of unemployment, it's almost a drop in the ocean. Is it working? Is it, I mean, chipping away? The numbers say it certainly is. But I'm almost thinking of like a leverage effect. If I'm one of those 40,000, perhaps when I'm looking to employ someone, I'm more happy to take someone perhaps without experience, perhaps without a network, because I was once there.
Yeah, I mean, we see it as a snowball effect. Mm. Every person that goes into the economy and gets employed, a percentage of them actually end up being, you know, they're not just a person being employed, but they're adding value to the economy.
Yeah.
Their skills are creating growth, they're creating more employment. And so for us at YES, we try to empower the youth that are with us as much as possible so that they can become game changers in the economy. So we do curate the kind of jobs that they do. We try and get them into jobs that actually make a difference for the economy, that are needed in the economy. And so there's a multiplier effect coming out of their employment. But also, you know, the economy has been static for a long time.
Yeah.
And there's actually no jobs, you know, being created in the, I think at some point in 2022 to 2023, we had net 150,000 jobs created for young people in total.
Yeah.
In the economy. And so if you are adding 40,000 out of that 150,000, it's making a huge difference. Ultimately, in the long term, what is going to fix unemployment is to get the economy going. There are signs that things are moving in the right direction. I think obviously employment is a bit of a lag.
Yeah.
So investment decisions are made and then employment follows after that. But there are signs that there's a bit of a turnaround in the economy. And so we hope that the numbers generally of unemployment are going to go down. But ultimately, you know, there will always be a disadvantage to young people to getting into the labor market. So we don't think there will ever be a reason to remove programs that support young people getting into the economy, even if we manage to bring the overall unemployment rate down.
Yeah, I mean, we need GDP growth 3-5%, but I take your point. Even with that, young people don't have experience, they don't have networks. That is the big stumbling block, even with a growing economy. We'll leave it there. That's Solo Mokgatse, Chief Partnership Officer at the Youth Employment Service. Really appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.